Jobs.
That's not our newest DJ. That is actually Nancy Pelosi, the House Minority Leader, talking about what is her next priority now that the debt ceiling has been solved. Done. Ha ha. Fine work accomplished there, Congress. But the problem is that jobs is a really difficult problem to fix. The unemployment rate in the United States is stagnant. And one of the reasons it has remained that way is because this isn't something you write legislation about and then suddenly the jobs market turns around. And today we're going to talk about just a portion of the complicated jobs problem, and that's seasonal work. Joining us right now, Sean McNulty, one of the family owners of the Lobster Pot restaurant, which has been a seasonal staple of Provincetown, Massachusetts for 39 years. Sean, good morning.
Well, good morning.
And you hire seasonal workers every year?
Correct.
And where do they mostly come from?
Our group is from Jamaica.
And, okay, so we have this enormous unemployment rate in the United States right now. Do you happen to know what it is there in Provincetown or in Massachusetts?
Well, I know it's high. It's I don't know if it's nation high, the highest in the nation, but you know, Massachusetts is in. It's just like the rest of the state is hurting for skilled workers, and combination of the housing and the cost of living and availability. There's just no skilled workers available. So we have been in a H-2B visa program for, it's going to be our 19th year. And we house them, and we basically can have a business because of such a program.
All right, so you have actually room for 105 employees there, and you fly them up from Jamaica and then house them in dorms on Cape Cod, right?
Not dorms, houses.
Okay, houses. And that's because you put out advertisements in local papers and Americans don't want those jobs?
Yes, we have gone through selective staffing, which is a program out of Hyannis, about an hour away, that allowed some Americans to apply, but they were not skilled enough to or available. And so we had to resort back to the H-2B visa program, which we've been very successful. They're part of our family, and they're available.
That's Sean McNulty of the Lobster Pot Restaurant at Provincetown, Massachusetts. And Sean, I want you, it sounds like you're echoing something we heard from another Takeaway listener. Listen to this.
My name is Debbie, and I'm calling from Newkirk, Oklahoma. I'm a small business employer. Currently, we have 21 employees on staff. I've been running ads for about 7 months trying to get help. We have positions for 4 or 5 people, and I can't get an applicant that wants to work for $15 to $18 an hour. So I guess it's all in how you look at the employment situation. There's jobs out there, but you have to be able to work and want to work and go to work every day.
And if you have a story on this, either you're the employer having to hire foreign workers because you can't get Americans to do it, give us a call. Or if you're somebody looking for a job that wants to work at either with Debbie in Oklahoma or with Sean McNulty in Massachusetts, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org. Also with us this morning, Louise Story, our finance and Wall Street reporter from our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
How common is this problem that Sean is talking about?
So there are only about 170,000 workers that come in through these types of temporary H visas. There's two different kinds, mainly. One's called the H-1B visa, which applies to really skilled workers. Actually, the Wall Street banks use them a lot to get, you know, traders and computer programmers. And then there's the H-2 programs, which apply to restaurant workers and other types of workers that, you know, don't have as much education as you might have to go work at a bank. It's always been a controversial program because people always say, why are we giving jobs to foreigners? But the figures here, you know, 170,000 people a year, that's not enough that it would put all the 25 million people who need full-time work to work.
Although I imagine there's some Americans that would be, at least 170,000 of them would be glad to be employed right now instead of on unemployment.
You would think that. And actually, there were a lot of concerns earlier this year that these H-2 jobs, the kind in restaurants and so on, really could hire Americans, and that actually the people running these restaurants really just wanted cheap foreign labor. So in fact, the Labor Department changed a lot of the rules for these, and they're going to go into effect next January 2012. And those rules require a lot stiffer checking to make sure that the employers are actually paying minimum wage, that they're not paying these people much lower, and that they're really, really making sure there's no one who is American who wants these jobs.
Well, let's go back to Sean McNulty of the Lobster Pot Restaurant. Sean, have you heard this criticism that you bring in foreign workers because they're cheaper than Americans? And what's your answer?
Well, my first response would be that we pay top dollar for our workers. Again, they've been with us for, it's going to be our 19th year. Again, there's a lot of misconception of this program, and there are people applying for jobs, but they're not Americans. I don't, you know, a combination of the housing and laziness in our little region. They can only be available, like there's a J-1 visa program from the Europeans. They're only here for 2 months. We have a business that we're open April till December, and we need someone for more than 2 months. So the H-2 has been very helpful, and we would not be able to run a business without this group.
Sean McNulty is one of the family owners of the Lobster Pot Restaurant, a seasonal staple of Provincetown, Massachusetts. Louise Story, there is a push at this point, as you said, not just to change the rules, but there's actually talk of eliminating this program altogether. I mean, and what would that do?
Well, the thing to keep in mind is that actually Americans benefit from programs like these in other countries, too. So we have a number of Americans who get to go on.
170,000?
Of a similar scale, or if you add up all the countries, possibly more, who get to go abroad and work in temporary work as well, especially when you count the students who go abroad temporarily. So this is a cross-global thing. And the most important thing is that the employers are compliant with the rules, that they do look for Americans first. But at the end of the day, the figures here are not enough to solve our entire employment problem.
That's Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, and Sean McNulty, one of the owners of a Lobster Pot restaurant in Provincetown, Massachusetts. Give us your story, either of employer or employee.
My name is Joan Holmes. I'm a licensed professional counselor in the state of New Jersey. And I lost my job in May of 2010, and I am still unemployed as a counselor. I do teach part-time at a university. I have done that for 9 years, and I thank God every day for that because it helps float me by.
8778, My Take.
I'm Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.